Eric Ivory, Mr. President.
Right.
Right. Ready.
Hello.
Good morning, Mr. President.
John, I couldn't get up to Wisconsin this time. Of course, it's a state that I have been to so often because of the primaries in the past, but I know with the marvelous organization you have, with the good support we have in that state and so many communities, that we're going to come through an election day. And the purpose of my call is to thank you, and will you tell all the workers, express my thanks. Second, to urge that everybody get out and vote on election day, because the issues are bigger than party. They involve peace with honor rather than with surrender, and a strong America rather than a weak America, and prosperity without war and without inflation. And those are causes worth fighting for and worth voting for, we think.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appreciate it very much, and we certainly appreciate the call.
And I hope that you're doing well, too, John, on those House seats up there. I know you've got some close ones, so.
We do. John Ehrlichman, that we have more volunteers going out door-to-door this time than we've ever had in the state, and I think it's going to have an impact.
Now, we know that Wisconsin is a tougher state for us because the opposition was in there in a primary. But on
lived here. That's
yeah, but on, the, but on the other hand, I think from what I've heard that you have solidified the thing in the last 3 or 4 days some.
It's looking much better, yes.
Is it? Good.
Yes.
Okay, John, we count on you. I remember how we counted on you back in 68, and you came through.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Bye.